Pastor John P. Key, Miranda Curtis, and New Life in Level Next here on Sounds of Praise. Yes, there is no limit to how far you can go in the Almighty God, because there is no limit in God. So if you continue to press on, who knows how high you can rise in Him. 5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I'll remind you again, we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone with your act of faith and call 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Building 429, and we won't be shaken here on Sounds of Praise.
This world has nothing for me. This life is not my own. I know you go before me, and I am not alone. This mountain rises higher, the way seems so unclear. But I know that you go with me, so I will never fear. I will trust in you.
We won't be shaken. No, we won't.
In the background, we have William McDowell and We Just Want You. And I think this is a perfect time for me to open up the opportunity for those of you out there who have never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior to find out that this can be the day where your problems will be resolved because you've come into right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who wants to become your Savior and Lord. And if you want that to take place in your life, recognizing that really what you need is in Jesus Christ the Lord, you will find that He won't fail you. He'll be just exactly all you need whenever you need Him, because He is the living and the risen Christ. If you will pray this prayer, repeat these words after me to God, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about His salvation in your life. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I recognize I am out of whack. My life is a mess. No matter what I accomplish, it never seems to meet my need. There's always something lacking. And so I've heard the message of Jesus, who said He will be all that I will ever need. And so I'm going to put Him to the test. I'm coming this day, Lord, surrendering myself to You and to Your control, repenting of my past life, and asking You to come, fill me with Your Holy Spirit, and enable me to live this new, born-again life in Jesus Christ, my Savior and Lord. Make me what You have me to be. Empower me to walk in a new life upright before You and among men and women, so that others might see the change in me, because You are taking full control and working out Your plan and Your purposes. And I thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who have given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God direct you as to what church you should get involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We're not going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while I'm on the air, and I express you need to call while I'm on the air. You call after I'm off the air, there's no guarantee I'll get that message. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Okay, 7:15 is the Sounds of Praise time. We can go back and get William McDowell. And We Need You. Reveal your power. Reveal your glory. Reveal your kindness.
his promises, and everything he says is yes and amen.
Pour it out on us, oh God, we need revival.
everything he says is yes and amen.
And it's 7:22 here on Sounds of Praise, and we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. And as I said earlier in the program, I left all of my promo equipment at home. And so we're going to have some new lead-ins. Jessica Reedy here on Sounds of Praise. And put it on the altar. And then we're going to go way back and bring back the original witness with When I Pray here on Sounds of Praise.
Hey, let me hear you say, oh, 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 let me hear you say, oh, 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 oh. It's been a real hard couple of months, you had enough, uh-huh. But it's been hard for everyone, you're not alone, uh-huh. You've been hurting way too long, let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar, hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright. So everything that you've been worried about,
put it on the altar.
You need him to work it out. He'll work it out, yeah. You need relief. You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You're tired of the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over. Leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be
alright. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright. So everything that
put it on, put it on,
put it on
the altar.
So you
And this is going back to 1994. Witness, the original group. And this is When I Pray here on Sounds of Praise.
That had captured my mind. They brought so much confusion. Searched around and could not find all the answers that I needed to set my spirit free. Till I realized that find my help by falling on my knees. Something special happens when I call upon His name.
He hears me when I pray.
That's why I take the time to pray. I love to talk to the Lord. He meets me there. I go to God in prayer. It's a simple process, I'm very glad to say. You only ask Him to come in and He will have His way. If you speak it from your heart, then you know that He has heard. There's nothing He'll withhold that is according to His word. Something special happens when I call upon His name.
He hears me when I pray.
That's why I take the time to pray.
We must learn to pray, for prayer is the key.
Prayer is the key. Whenever you pray,
oh pray, believe
the Lord.
This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And we have this big election coming up on Tuesday. So we're looking for God's direction, that He would provide direction to all who are eligible to vote so that they may vote according to His perfect will. God's direction on the election. Praying for Michelle of Medford. Michelle also needs to lose some weight and also help with stop smoking and continue with her health program so she'll be able to sleep and get the rest that she needs as she continues. That's Michelle of Medford. Needs to lose weight, stop smoking, and continue with her health program so she can get the sleep that she needs each and every day. We're praying for RQ. RQ needs a touch from God. RQ not doing well, and she needs a touch from God. Let's look to him in prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning because you said, come boldly unto your throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And because of that, we know there's no such thing as unanswered prayer. We know that you're going to provide the mercy or the grace that we need so that we might go through and attain the victory that you have for us. We know that grace is not second best, but it's that which we need at this particular time. And because you are the sovereign God, we're able to trust you and place our faith and confidence in you that you will work according to your perfect will in and through our lives as we continue to look to you in faith. So we bring this big election that we have in this country before you. Lord, you know who is best able to handle the difficult position of being president of the United States. We pray, oh God, that you would provide wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to whomever the eventual winner might be. We pray, oh Lord, you provide wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to all of us who have the opportunity to vote, and that you will direct us in the way you would have us to go, and so that your will might be accomplished in and through our lives and through the election. And we're putting our faith and our trust and confidence not in man, but in you. And we pray, oh God, that as you continue to be sovereign over all things, that those who are in charge will realize that the job is more than they can possibly handle on their own, and they will look to you, surrender themselves to you, and become the leader that you would have them to be as you minister powerfully in their behalf. And we thank you for victory in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, who needs to lose weight, also stop smoking and continue with her health program so she might be able to sleep on a consistent basis. Father, we pray you would move mightily in this your servant. Strengthen her, O Lord. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Give her the ability to overcome the various pain and the various situations she may encounter. May she look to you for the control that is necessary and the exercise that is needed so she might lose weight and get to a healthy weight regimen, and that it would continue, and also that would help deliver her from smoking and continue with all the things that the medical people are giving to her to do so she might be able to get the rest that she needs, and her life might speak powerfully for you in these last days. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. And for your praise and for your glory, amen. And for RQ, who has not been doing well health-wise, Father, we pray you will touch your servant, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out, because by your stripes we can attain healing. And so we intercede in her behalf, Lord. We pray, oh God, you would provide strength and comfort for those in her family who are ministering to her, and all the doctors and all the other individuals who are involved. Pray we give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because we know that you are sovereign and you are the healer, and you can do what medicine and science can't accomplish. So we're looking for miracles in this life and great victory because of all you're going to accomplish in and through this individual and all those who are involved. And we thank you for it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:36 here on WMFO in Medford, the Sounds of Praise Ministry, the November 6, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we want to remind you or inform you, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can still get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me personally at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B at Verizon.net. That's Darnley VB at Verizon.net. And I'll begin praying for your request as soon as I receive it. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also lift up your request or your praise report before God's throne. That number again, when we're not on the air, 781-648-5158. If no one answers, just leave your prayer request or your praise report on our answering system. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as we receive it, we'll be in praying for you immediately or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your requests or your praise report before God's throne. Okay, 7:38 here on Sounds of Praise. Coming up next, we have Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago. And Worthy is Your Name. We're going to send this one out to all the Chicago Cubs fans out there.
Let me hear the worshiper!
Whoops, I got to clue up the right song, huh? That's not the right song. Okay, we'll get the second time we've done this today. We'll get it right. Give us a chance. Haven't had breakfast yet. That first cup of coffee is so important. Okay, any day now.
Did you come to give God some praise tonight, everybody? Come on, make some noise for Jesus. His name is worthy of all glory, and that's what we're going to give him tonight. Come on, put those hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah, we honor your name, Jesus. Oh, oh. Come on, let's sing this together. Sing it.
You are holy, holy. We adore none before thee.
None before thee.
Adore
we adore
none before thee.
Before. Edward Asner for the Department of Labor.
Does retirement seem like a long way off?
Good.
Because if you start saving now, all that time will make your money grow like crazy. And believe me, you're going to need it after you stop working. Is retirement coming faster than expected? Then there's no time to waste getting your retirement savings plan in order. It's never too late to make a big difference in how well you're going to live. Do it now, because saving matters.
To learn more, call 1-800-998-7542.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 7:44 is the Sounds of Praise time. If you haven't set your clock back an hour, you're out of sync with everybody else. It's 7:44 here on WMFO in Medford. Okay, Fred Hammond coming up next in Sounds of Praise, and this is Try Jesus. This is not my morning. It's the third time today. Didn't cue the song up properly. If you don't cue the song up properly, it won't play the song you want to hear. Okay, let's try it this time.
A sound, there was a word released called Baba, which means father. And I heard this young man by the name of Sunny Badu, who is absolutely anointed, and he sang something like this: open the floodgates.
Jonathan Nelson along with Sonny Badu here on Sounds of Praise, and that was Ba Ba O. 7:55 is the Sounds of Praise time, and Matt and Matt are in the building for another brutal brunch, so get ready, folks. They'll be coming your way shortly. We're going to go out with Bishop Andre Crouch and Bishop Marvin Winans. Let the church say amen. Yeah, I queued up the right one this time. Let's see. Next Sunday, we'll be bringing you part two of the top hits of 2016. As I said in previous programs, I don't have time to determine the countdown and which order these songs are in. So we're just playing them, and hopefully you're going to enjoy them. On November the 20th, we're going to have our annual Thanksgiving Day program entitled Every Day is a Day of Thanksgiving. And on November the 27th, more of my all-time favorites. So that's what's going on here for the month of November. If any changes come up, I'll let you know. So until then, it's your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. Stay tuned for Matt and Matt on Brutal Brunch here on WMFO 91.5 on your FM dial.
God has spoken.
Let the church. Response.
Amen.
To whatever he said.
Amen.
From the healing of your body.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead.
Amen.
No matter how you're feeling.
Amen.
Or how your world is reeling.
Amen.
Battle on through the night.
Amen.
Cause you're gonna win the fight.
Amen.
Even in the valley.
Amen.
Or standing at your red. Your help is on the way.
Amen.
Why God has spoken. I heard him. So let the church say.
Amen.
Oh. Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Let the church say,
amen.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let the church say, amen.
Oh,
let
the whole church
say, amen.
God has spoken. Well, let the church. Let the church say, let the church say. Dreams about to die.
Amen.
Knowing that God is not a man.
Amen.
He just can't lie.
Amen.
In spite of what
Amen.
What the devil